This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of this week's Sunday Supplement. I'm Simon Dunn, and with me is Izzy Lawrence. Hello, Izzy.
Is that supposed to be me? Is that what I sound like?
Hello. Hang on, no. You sound more like that. Hello. Welcome to this week's edition of Sunday. Hello.
I think that's mean.
It wasn't mean. It was a good impression. That's what you sound like.
I admit I am a bit nasally.
Are you?
Yeah. But it helps my impression of the Australian accent. Because, like, you can do an Australian accent, which is all right. But if you cover up one nostril, it sounds a bit better. And if you cover up both nostrils, it sounds even better.
That is scarily accurate.
I know.
I come from down under, where swimmers sound more like Australians.
That's why Michael Phelps actually sounds... Is he Australian?
No, he's American, unfortunately. Well, shut up, then. But he does sound like that. That's the thing with swimmers. They look fit, but they sound as though they live in shoeboxes, I suppose.
As though they've got a sinus full of chlorine.
Oh, yeah, but they literally do.
Well, yeah, literally.
They get off on that sort of stuff.
I was reading an article, and... Someone said, this website literally made my head explode.
Wow.
Literally made his head explode.
It's not really a website, more of a bullet.
Well, yeah. Or a big sneeze.
What, can a big sneeze make your head explode?
Yeah.
Just randomly just go, achoo, and then poof.
Yeah.
I know people are allergic to bees and stuff, so if a bee stings you, you sneeze so much, your head explodes. That's amazing.
Are you going to ask me if I got a paper? You seem to be hosting this week.
Am I hosting?
Yeah, it seems
I'm hosting probably a lot of things. Probably a few fleas.
Lice of some sort.
Fungus,
mushrooms.
I went for a walk the other day and I called you from a tree, you seem to remember.
You climbed a tree and phoned me, yes, that's true.
Yes, it is. And then I got cold, so I climbed down the tree. However, up the tree, there's a lot of mushrooms. And I was thinking, ooh, I don't know whether I could eat these or not. And then I was, you know, mourning the lack of actual information about the natural environment that I had. And then I saw a cow and ran screaming.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But I did climb back down the tree and it was quite slippery.
Are you going to ask me what paper I got?
No, I don't care. Anyway, I know what paper you got because you texted it to me to stop me buying the same one. Like I'd ever buy the Express.
I got the Express, so what? What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to mock you for it.
What did you get?
Mock. I got the Independent again. I don't know why. I kind of went into the shop and just thought, I better get a paper. And then I looked around and there was that French bloke. You know, the one who gets more French the longer he stays in the country. The chef guy with the nose.
Raymond Blanc?
Yeah, I think so. And he was like stood looking at the newspapers and I was stood looking at the newspapers. And then it became like, oh, well, you're on your stood at the newspapers because you want to be near me, you weird, gangly, quick. Oh, you're on your ear because you want to stand near some of your famers like that. And I was like, no, I'm looking at the papers. This has all happened genuinely, not in my head. And it was like, no, I'm looking at the papers because I need to beat Simon. And he was like, oh no, you're an ear because you think I'm fat. Even I have very little feet, very little. And I was just like, no, I'm not looking at your little feet. I'm looking at, they are little though, but I'm looking at the papers. I need to get the right paper because I do a podcast. And you go, oh, she's going near the Sunday Spot. I cannot believe it. Oh, she is some sort of criminal. And I was like, no, no, no. So I got the Independent, ran out of there and then ran back in and paid for it and then ran out of there.
He had little feet?
Yeah. Maybe it's because I was quite far away from them.
Well, as you're hosting this week, you can do this bit.
Oh, what's we do? It's the cutout and keep.
You don't even know what we do in our podcast, do you? You just wait till I finish talking and then start talking on your own.
If you're not careful, I'll edit this week's podcast and it'll be just me going, the me song by Izzy Lawrence. Me, 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 me. Izzy wins. Me, 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 me. Izzy wins. It's called cut out and keep. We don't actually physically usually cut ourselves whilst doing this.
I do.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you. So, apart from emo and suicideness, what we'd like to do is we'd like to have a look through all the supplements of our Sunday newspapers, and then we find out an article which not only interests us, but also feels that we can, you know, engage on and have a nice little chat about.
Stop you talking! There.
I'm trying to introduce...
That's all you need to say. It makes sense. You don't need to go, we read the articles, there are lots of words in it, there are even paragraphs.
Turning pages is hard, and there are a lot of supplements in these newspapers, and we do the reading. So
my favourite photograph by comedian Al Murray. That's what I'm cutting out and keeping.
Right,
it's him stood next to Buzz Aldrin. Oh yeah, fantastic.
As in punchy Buzz Aldrin.
As in punchy Buzz Aldrin, the man who punched the man who asked him whether or not he went to the moon.
No, he didn't. He didn't say, "Well, did you go to the moon?" He said, "You're a liar. You never went to the moon."
So Buzz Aldrin punched him.
Yeah,
quite right. Which
is brilliant. He took his hand off his Zimmer frame and socked him.
He's not that old.
No, but still.
Basically, Al Murray loves astronauts.
Oh, I see.
And they're always looking for guests who are interesting, but also game for a laugh.
Why are astronauts inviting comedians around to their houses?
No, comedians were inviting astronauts onto their show.
Oh, okay.
So the other guests were Martin Kemp and Jodie Kidd, who he says are both interesting people who've done a wide variety of things, but neither of whom has been to the moon.
If you show me a picture of either of them, I'd struggle. Martin Kemp, what's he been in? Is he the guy from Spandau Ballet?
Yeah.
And Jodie Kidd, not a clue.
Neither of them have been to the moon.
Oh, well, they suck. So what's the photo look like?
It's a bit of a rubbish photo, actually. Al Murray's looking at the camera making a kind of Ray! Type face, like I would do if I was stood next to Felicity
Buzz
Kendall.
Aldrin.
Or Buzz Aldrin, yeah. And Buzz Aldrin's wearing a tie, which is light blue, and it's got gold stars and a half moon on it.
Is it the half he landed on?
Yeah, quite literally. When Al Murray asked him about conspiracy theorists who say that there wasn't enough computer power to get to the moon, he came straight back at me to say that any computer that could get you to the moon was surely powerful enough. And one of the first things he did when he got on the moon?
Had a poo.
He had a wee.
He had a wee. But he couldn't unzip his fly and do that, could he? He just wet himself.
I presume he did it into a bag of some sort, yeah.
Apparently vomiting in space is very dangerous.
Yeah.
You die if you vomit in space. So they don't let you go for spacewalks if you're in space and you vomit, because it doesn't clear out of your throat.
So you can get acidosis.
Well, if you've got a helmet on and you can't get it out of your nose and out of everything else, you just suffocate.
Good. So you've undermined what was a really nice article by talking about vomit in space helmets. Well done.
Statistics hide the bare truth about poverty.
Hide it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is a guy called Julian Knight, who's a personal finance editor. He basically says that measuring people's poverty by their income alone is stupid.
Right. So what does he suggest we do instead?
Make finance available to poor people, in the sense that have banks in poor areas. Don't require people to have 18 different types of ID to open a bank account, because guess what? People who don't have bank accounts also don't have ID.
So he's saying that if you have a bank account, you're not poor?
No. He's saying that generally services for the poor are much more expensive than they are for the wealthy.
As a proportion of income?
No, just more expensive.
Right.
So, for example, if you don't have a bank account and you're trying to cash a cheque,
you've got to pay for it, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's something I hadn't seen written about at all, other than when I was at uni being taught by communists.
Doing heteroscedistic.
I did statistics a bit at uni, but I was mainly doing geography.
Heteroscedastic, is that right? Did I got
heteroscedastic.
Right, yeah. Damn right, I said it right.
But you can say homoscedasticity as well.
No, can't have homoscedasticity.
You can have homoscedasticity. That's where the variation around the mean is mainly chickpeas. It's quite pro-Tory rather than Labour, though, because they say if the Tories are serious about tackling poverty, they must move beyond being a facilitator and get their hands dirty, legislating against some of the practices of their friends in banking. And before I hear big government refrain, it is about creating an even playing field. And everyone knows that utilities and banks are basically cartels. Witness their actions over overdraft fees. And it's a good deal cheaper than Labour's 12-year poverty experiment, which has tried and failed to reduce a poverty measure which is only of limited use.
That's a little bit unfair. Labour have reduced poverty.
No, they slowed it.
They slowed it. Okay, that's a fair point.
They've reduced the numbers, but the people who are poor are much poorer.
Okay. But the Tories think that you can actually reduce spending on poverty and get rid of it, which is completely counterintuitive and proved absolutely wrong by their last term in office. So without wishing to sound political, David Cameron's poverty policy will fail and will actually make more people poorer.
Says Simon.
No, not me. It was John Rentoul in The Independent said it, actually.
The whole thing reminds me very much of... there's another article by Nicholas Barber, who's their film critic, and he's talking about Harry Brown. There are about 5 seconds in Harry Brown which sum up the film's political stance. A skin-headed thug is sitting in his car having a sexual act performed on him by a reluctant young man in the passenger seat, and then blam! A single bullet shatters the windscreen and the thug's skull. The sharpshooter is none other than a smartly dressed, well-spoken, rigidly heterosexual retired soldier. You can almost hear the Daily Mail readers cheering. To be more specific, the sharpshooter is Harry Brown, played by Michael Caine. He was a Marine a lifetime ago, but he's since washed up in a concrete South London sink estate, where he visits his hospitalised wife, drinks in the dingiest pub, and mopes around the world's dingiest flat. And that all changes when his wife dies and his best mate is stabbed to death by drug-dealing youths who terrorise the area. Harry immediately launches into a campaign to improve education, create jobs, and most crucially, considering where the most of the film's crimes take place, to replace underpasses with well-lit pedestrian crossings. All right, that's not quite true. What Harry actually does is steal a bag of weapons so that he can start blowing holes in feral, filthy, biro-tattooed gangsters who constitute the estate's entire population under the age of 40. The whole thing reminds me of, you know, the Tory policies on crime. Article or farcical, and as I'm hosting, that means it's Simon's turn to pick the articles and farcicals.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
Not so easy now, is it, Dan?
The only time I have played article or farcical as the person who does it, you lost.
No, I won.
No, you lost.
I won.
No, you
blatantly
lost.
Blatantly obviously won.
No, you lost.
I so won.
You're such a cheat.
I'm not a cheater. Izzy wins, Simon cheats. Those are the rules of the land. It's obvious.
Well, because I didn't know I was supposed to be doing article or farcical this week, because
you
somehow...
lose. I win. It's a very short section. Well done, me.
You've somehow accosted the podcast for your own evil end. You're going to have to do the article or farcical that you planned.
What if I didn't plan one?
You did.
Yeah, but what if I didn't? Then where would you be? You'd be nowhere without me, Dan. Nowhere without me.
But then I'm nowhere now, so...
Yeah, you are. You're in Thornbury.
You say I literally wouldn't exist without you.
Yeah. Physically, literally, I am Jesus. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you want to play?
Yes.
Article or farcical?
Yes.
Well, for the readers at home, what happens is I read out some articles, three of which are from The Independent on Sunday, and one of which I've made up. And it's up to you to decide which one is the article, which ones are the farcicals. Do it the other way around. Okay, so the first one, light stays weighty to the last.
Is that a weight joke?
It's a London light joke. Because the London lights closed this week, so, oh.
Really?
Yeah.
What a shame.
No, London light, I was their comedy pick several times, so shush.
That's all well and good, but it's a rubbish paper.
What? No, it's not that rubbish. If they picked me to be their comedy pick, that's pretty darn
QED.
Good.
QED.
Don't quid me.
Okay, go on, next one.
Next one, Into the Piranha Pit.
Ooh. Is that like a James Bond thing?
No, it's about Olivia Williams from crossing over from film to TV.
Oh, she's in Dollhouse.
She is in Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Why you should never give a book as a present.
What? That's rubbish. Why should you never give a book as a present?
I haven't read this all. It's a comment. It's in the comment section.
I think that's balls. I think that's one of the best presents you can give.
And then finally, Lewis. Too naughty for bedtime.
Lewis? Yeah. As in, come on, Lewis.
Alas, not.
Oh.
As in Roger Lewis, who wrote Suicide Seasonal Notes or something. His stuff is apparently too raunchy. He's suffering because of the whole Manuel fiasco with, like, Jonathan Ross and that, because apparently people are much more cautious now ever since that happened.
So he can't get on telly to promote it?
No, it's not that he can't go on telly, it's that it can't be done on Book at Bedtime.
Oh, I see.
On the BBC Radio 4.
Because it would get all the Radio 4 listeners horny.
Yeah, because it talks about Clive James and stuff, and it doesn't use nice words to describe him. And if you don't say nice things about Clive James on Radio 4, who is a fellow Australian, see here, I'm going to try that, like that, right?
Now you're just doing a Bristolian accent.
I did. I just basically did Bristolian, but like that, and it kind of works. But yeah, no, Clive James is basically the naked mole rat of Radio 4. And he sits there and he writes beautifully, but it sounds like Simon doing his bad Australian impression.
I think the farcical is... Oh, God, see, now, I don't know. They're all boring in the sense that there's no puns or there's no jokes.
I told you what happened. I was in a newsagent next to a friend.
Stop. You didn't read the newspaper in the newsagents, did you?
Well, exactly. I wouldn't have picked the Independent had I not felt the social pressure.
Okay. I'm going to go with Piranha Pit.
You're saying that Piranha Pit is the farcical?
Yeah, I'm wrong, I know.
There you are. I can't even remember the one I made up. I think it was about, like, books being bad presents or something. That is just ridiculous. Books are the best present. Like, particularly as, like, going to a bookshop, I always feel guilty buying books rather than go to the library to get them. Because then you're just like, well, I'm only going to read this once and I'm probably not going to read it if I actually buy it because I want to keep it nice and clean and next to the other ones and have a little, keep them in order and have it perfect and then line them up like sweeties. That's what you think when you buy a book.
Is it? I'm going to line up these books like sweeties.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm going to line up these books like sweeties and just gently open the pages one by one. All the little crisp pages.
Is this why you don't know anything?
Snuffle them and then lick the pages and then you've ruined this and then you have to return it and say, I don't know what happened. It just did that. Give me another one. Nom, 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 nom. I am literally a bookworm in the sense that I like to slime over books. Hello. Now we have a section where we will discuss your responses to previous episodes of our podcast.
It's the letters section, is it?
Yeah, but it's more sort of tweets and Facebook messages.
Yeah, but by saying the letter section, everyone knows what that means. You going, basically, we're entering into some sort of two-way discourse about the relative merits of what we've been talking about. That doesn't really explain it. It does explain it with, you know, words and things, but you could just paint it with broader strokes by saying your letters. I've learned this trick by doing hosting of this podcast for the last 71 episodes.
Well, this is episode 72. Hello. Yes.
See, that's what you needed to say at the start of this episode. Right. Basically, we've had quite a lot of stuff this week. A lot of people picking you up on the fact that you said that there's a healthcare plan now.
Yeah.
Saying, well, it's not actually a law, it's just a bill.
Well, basically, what had happened was, because America, they have different chambers full of different types of old men and squawky women. So what happens is the old men go, rah, 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 and the squawky women go, rah, rah, rah. And then they go, okay, we agree to send this to the next batch of squawky men and old men and women. And then that's happened. So they got through one stage of that. Because at the end of it, Obama writes his name on it and then something happens.
Did you see the reason it got through? Because of the provision in it to say that the plan couldn't provide abortions.
Yeah.
Mad.
No free abortions.
The other thing that people picked up on was that I was mean to you last week. A lot of people told me off for being mean to you.
Yeah, well, you were very cruel. I got very upset.
When you're mean to me, no one sticks up for me.
No, but that's because everybody hates you. So
quite.
We had Christian Jago, who does spots on another podcast called The Pod Delusion, which just gets listened to because of its brilliant name, by me anyway. And he said that he enjoyed my potty mouth filth on episode 69. So he's obviously quite behind. So by the time he's listening to this, it'll be Christmas.
Nice.
Happy Christmas.
Nathan Wilcox told me off for thinking that all American crosswords were like the one in the National Enquirer. Because he says, what I have done is confuse the National Enquirer with anything having to do with reality.
Yeah.
I want to apologise to Jodie Thayer as well. We got her email asking us to promote the YouTube charity song just after we recorded the episode last week. But it ended up all over Twitter anyway. I think Peter Serafinovich was promoting it quite heavily.
I'm really sad.
Why?
Because, you know, I logged onto Twitter to check all the tweets we'd had from last week.
Mm.
I just found out Iwawuwar is dead.
Edward Wu is dead?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really upsetting.
It sucks.
That does suck. This is going to be a really awkward segue now, but Christian Varga has set up a website called Skeptics on the Net, which is really good. It's got a list of all the skeptic sites.
Cool.
And we're on it. I don't know.
Oh, are we? That's ridiculous.
It is a little bit ridiculous, but apparently we mercilessly lay into Wu, which is pretty cool.
We do mercilessly lay into it and then backtrack like crazy because we're scared of being libeled.
That's right, yeah. But if you want to look at that, it's netskeptics.blogspot.com.
But don't expect us not to be cowards. Don't expect any backbone, particularly from Simon. He gives in so easily.
Hamsters have backbones.
Any little ones. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, readers of all shapes, sizes and proportions. Why haven't you told a friend about this podcast? Why haven't you?
Good point.
They'd like
nice,
it.
Nice, subtle. Yeah.
Nice.
What section is this?
The Randomizer Skyzer.
Oh, you said it. Well done. I didn't know you could actually say that word.
I was the one who named it.
Yeah, but it was just a random vomit out of your gob. I didn't think you could repeat it.
Mainly when I vomit, it does repeat on me.
Well, it's because you do it in space. Look at that, it was a callback. Right, I've got one pullout.
Oh, okay.
Called S.
And how many pages has S?
First of all, I want to say that Keira Knightley's on the cover. That's very exciting. She's seen you in your pants, hasn't she?
Something like that, yeah.
It'd be a good story if you'd seen her in her pants.
Well, everybody's seen her in her pants. She's in loads of films.
Right, anyway, you can go from page 1 to 61.
I will go for 24. No, I won't, because that's what you did last week, because then you went ka-dunk, 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 ka-dunk. So I'm not going to do that. So I'll go for 33 instead.
Right, okay. It's beauty.
Yay!
Treatment of the week, the Skechers shape-up.
What's that about?
It's about fit-flops. We've done this before, haven't we, about fit-flops?
Have we?
Yeah, it's those shoes that make you walk weird.
Oh, to correct your posture.
To correct your posture and give your muscles a tone-up. So we've inadvertently turned up some churnalism.
Nice. So is it saying that these are worth getting and are terribly good for you? Or is it saying that they're just a weird marketing pro? And actually, the reason why we all get backache is because we've still got land animals, like all fours animals, backs, and they're not designed to go with our legs.
No, it's just a reproduction of a press release by Skechers.
Fair enough.
What's quite funny is that the piece in the beauty and health section is by Claire Heal. It's about feet as well. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, okay, so there is any section on this. We've got That Was the Week, motoring, weather, travel.
I want weather.
Okay. You got page 99 or 99?
Page 99.
Okay, right. I want to work out where dividing this up, because it's actually only half a page anyway, weather.
Okay.
Do you want today's weather, outlook, lighting up, air pollution, sea forecast, high tides, travel in Britain, pollen count, sun and moon?
I want lighting up, please. Is it about cigarettes?
Well, basically, it just gives the dawn and sunset times. So you're in Bristol, aren't you? Bristol is 4:21 p.m. to 7:28 a.m. I think they've got that wrong.
No, that's the nighttime hours, isn't it?
So yeah, I know, exactly, but it's called lighting up. And then they put that. That's really weird.
They've done a counter-opposite thing.
Yeah, so that's when you light up. As you can't smoke for that long. That's really
dangerous. Maybe that's when the street lights go on. Maybe that's what they mean.
Maybe, yeah. But they don't say it specifically.
And what's the pollen count at this time of year?
The pollen count, which is in southern England, is low. In fact, it's low everywhere. They could have just put low once. Southern England, low. Midlands, East Anglia, low. Wales, low. Northern England, low. Southern Scotland, low. Northern Scotland, low. Northern Ireland, low. Bye-bye, low. We have a section called Humdonger, which is basically the opposite of a humdinger.
You have to do a rude double entendre.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
It's not in my nature.
I don't know what that noise was.
I don't know what that was either. That was a bit like you punching a sheep.
I've got something from Jane O'Gorman's Sex Matters Agony Aunt column.
It does sound like you punching a sheep.
Right. During an intimate moment with my partner, I stupidly asked him which of my friends he found most attractive. Almost without hesitating, he answered, Penny, my best friend. Before I could stop myself, I asked him whether he'd ever consider getting together with her if anything happened with us. And he said, definitely. Now, every time we make love, I suspect he's fantasizing about her. I can't relax, I can't orgasm, and we end up arguing. He's accusing me of ruining our relationship and our sex life. But surely he started it by being so insensitive in the first place. Man alive. What's quite nice, though, is that she says, you're an idiot for even asking such a loaded question. It's your own fault and you should get over it.
Yeah, that is bad. Why don't we play the election battlefield? This is a new section of the show, which is mainly done because I found a table in my Independent on Sunday, which lists all of the policies of the political parties. And Simon can try and match the policy to the party.
Okay, then.
So, law and order. 10,000 more police on the beat, community justice panels, nationwide use of restorative justice and rigorous community punishments for an alternative to short-term prison sentences.
That sounds like a conservative policy, but that would mean it's a Labour policy.
now that's a Liberal Democrat policy. Okay, pledge to scrap Heathrow third runway, would introduce carbon capture and storage technology more quickly, back nuclear power stations but have warned of energy emergency, invest in tidal power, simplify energy bills.
I know the Tories are against the third runway, so I'm going to say the Tory party.
Ding!
Yay! And one more then, see if I can win.
Okay. Pay 800,000 young people undertaking work experience £55 a week for 3 months. Increase number of apprenticeships and places on university and vocational higher education courses.
I don't think that's a Tory policy. Could be a Labour policy, but I'm gonna say Liberal Democrat.
Ding!
Yeah, I win.
Do you know your politics, readers? Send us in some policies and we'll tell you which ones they're from.
Which ones what? Which parties?
Yeah. So, like, if you send in a policy of chocolate logs and surprise cakes, we'll know that's from your birthday party. It's the final section where we summarise what has happened in the podcast and Simon pretends to be surprised when he loses.
What's the section called? What do we do? Time to decide then Smarmy. Who has the superior... Smarmy.
Smarmy section.
Well, the whole podcast
Simon's
a bit smarmy,
smarmy, stupid, scarmy.
How is me losing every week smarmy?
I don't know, but you managed to do it.
I win this week anyway.
But you so don't.
I
Why
so
do, you win?
Do. What have you said this week that's in any way interesting and or funny?
Well, I was funny because I kept on saying the word no. I was also interesting when I was talking about not only political policy, but also social injustice and the need for financial reform.
Yeah, I had Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, but you didn't actually have Buzz Aldrin. You have a bad picture of Buzz Aldrin next to Al Murray. So it wasn't even like talking anything interesting about him. It was just like, oh, Buzz Aldrin still exists.
Who still exists?
Buzz Aldrin still exists. Because when I'm with Buzz Aldrin, I get quite excited and so I drink a lot of wine. And so every time I see him, it's just Buzz Aldrin.
That's weird because I get liquored up with Buzz Lightyear.
Didn't you have to go to the hospital to have those toys extracted?
Don't turn an innocent getting drunk with a toy into some sort of perverse sexual act.
I didn't say it was sexual, I'm just saying.
Where would it have been? In my ear? I'd have got a Buzz Aldrin in my ear, is that what you're saying?
It could have been your mouth, giving us all a break. You could have half swallowed him, and then every time you opened your mouth, it would just be this little tiny voice going, to infinity and beyond, like that.
So, what do you do now? You need to declare a winner.
It's me. That's easy.
No, you need to officially declare a winner.
Okay, I officially declare me as a winner.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'll get a hat. Can I have a ceremony with some candle choirs and incense?
Candle choirs? You've got to say, so the paper you should have bought last Sunday was...
The paper you should have bought last Sunday was the one that Izzy always gets, despite the Frenchman stood next to her with their tiny feet. And that is... The Independent on Sunday. That's when you should have bought. So well done if you did.
Now you need to start wrapping up.
Okay, I'll wrap up.
No. If you want to write to us, it's...
Get on the paper.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can look at our Facebook group. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com.
Sellotape?
There are other ways of getting in touch with us on Twitter and via our websites, etc. And Izzy's just thinks she's being funny by making lots of noise, but it is actually just going to make my job hell editing it later, that's all.
Well, yes, but I'm good at that. Oh, I found some tape now, so I can... Oh, wow, it looks really pretty.
Our theme tune is Got Carter.